Scripture scholars place the Transfiguration about 40 days before our Lord's passion, death, and resurrection. Jesus has already faced ridicule along the way from Jewish leaders. Hostility is growing, and tensions always seem to be on the rise whenever Jesus is around. But here on the mountaintop, it's quiet for them. It's a little rest, a little more peaceful. At this moment, Jesus is transfigured into his radiant splendor, along with Moses and Elijah, who represents the law and the prophets. They are preparing Jesus for the coming death and resurrection. Peter, James, and John awake to get this glimpse of this glory. How good it is for us to be here, Lord. If you wish, I will make three tents. Now, Peter has been with our Lord for 3 years now. And back in Caesarea Philippi, he heard in his heart the Father speaking to him to say and acknowledge Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the Most High God. And here he hears once again the voice of the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." Peter likes it there. It's not all that turmoil and all the frustrations and the anger that he's been seeing by the people with Jesus. Let's just stay here. Let's just rest in this beauty and glory forever, and everything's going to be perfect and fine. I'll love it. That's not the way it is. Jesus touches them, and now it's time to go down the mountain and head towards Jerusalem, head to the Passion. The beauty of Jesus on Mount Tabor will soon fade by the ugliness of the Passion. And the reminder of who Jesus is by the Father to Peter on Mount Tabor will soon be forgotten when Peter denies our Lord three times. You know, it's very easy to be Catholic, to be a disciple of Christ, to be a priest, when everything is fine, everything's peaceful, everything's going well. But when there's turmoil in the world, or in the church, or in family, or friends, or parish, or priesthood, or within our own selves, boy, that's a different story. To face the frustrations, the disappointments, the ridicule ourselves, to have the struggles we have in our lives, in our family, in the world, in the church, the physical and the mental things we go through each day, that's a lot. I just wish it could be more peaceful and just rest and not have all of this tension around. And in those moments, where is Christ? Where is the Father? What's happening, Lord? And Jesus faced these same struggles and disappointments and the frustrations and the ridicule and the suffering in body and mind, just like you and I have to go through. But Jesus shows to us that in the midst of all of that, even sometimes when we don't experience God's presence, when we don't think God is there, Jesus shows us to remain faithful, to trust, to believe. And for myself too, sometimes when I think, what's going on here, Lord? Even though I may not experience God's presence, I go back to the scriptures where Jesus says, "I am with you always until the end of time." And so what I may not feel, I rely upon my intellect and to remember that, yes, Jesus is here. And I'm glad he's here during those frustrating and disappointing times of life. When things aren't going well, I know he is there with me. And when I'm going through those moments, I know Jesus realizes it because he faced those moments in his own life himself. And he faced it with confidence and trust in the Father. And when I'm going through those moments, I realize what Jesus went through for me, for all of us. That the sufferings that I endure, Jesus endured. And the sufferings I'm enduring, Jesus understands because he went through it first. And he calls us to put our hope and faith and trust in God, that he will lead us beyond this moment of our lives, that we will be transfigured into something greater. For Peter, James, and John on Good Friday afternoon, the glory that they saw earlier must have been far beyond what they remembered. But when they saw our risen Lord on Easter Sunday, it all came back to them. It all made sense. And I think it's true for all of us that It's hard to see God's glory in those moments of when we're feeling down, but there is a future day for us. There's a future day that God has promised to each one of us, that if we remain faithful and true to him amidst all these things, then we will share in that glory. And that's a great hope for myself and hope for all of us. So we can't give up, folks. We have to remain faithful and true to what God is calling us to be and to calling us to do. That even in the midst of the struggles of life, the Lord is with you. Don't give up. Don't let the evil one tempt you like he tried to do last week in the gospel to Jesus. Don't listen to that voice. Listen to the voice of Christ, who's moving in the hearts, moving through the scriptures, coming before us in the Eucharist. This is where we find our hope and our reassurance. And the Lord will transfigure us into something greater than we could ever imagine here on earth.